When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to the Speaking Podcast. I am Bill Spadia here with my co-hosts Jessica Gibson and Jay Black.
Hi. It's so weird to hear you not say millennial.
I know. So for now, how long have we been doing a podcast together? More than a year.
It'll be 2 years in March.
Has it been 2 years?
Yes, because we had the millions.
The millions at the Stress Factory.
At our 1 year.
We had the Million Millennium March. Remember?
I remember that.
Yeah, yes.
We were at the head of that.
Only like 20 people showed up.
And we performed at all those sold out shows.
We did. We've had a few. We've had a few really good sellouts.
And we've had a few not so good sellouts.
Look, it happens. It does happen. The smallest crowd that Jay and I did, and you left.
I left.
We don't want to mention where we were.
Right.
But we had seven people, and I'm pretty sure two were working for the company.
I'm pretty sure that most of those people were tourists who bought the worst package possible. Like they were from the Netherlands and they're like, kind of, they're like, I want to see America. I don't know. I can't do another. Is that a Netherlands accent?
I don't think that's a Netherlands accent.
I want to see America. There's a caravan from the Netherlands coming in.
That's it.
There's only seven people.
So, but we've had some really great ones.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And so what we decided to do was change the name of the podcast from Speaking Millennial to Speaking. Well, and that's mainly because I was not creative enough to come up with anything else.
Well, we wanted to have a whole bunch of different topics. And we also found, and I think Jessica will agree with me, that people hate millennials. So when we put millennial in the title, people were like, I don't want to listen to it. I want to take my computer, throw it out a window.
Why is that? Do you think there's a negative impression of millennials?
Even when I was inviting guests on, they were like, listen, I'm not a millennial, so I don't know if I should be calling in.
All right, that's funny you say that. I was getting that too, because I get the old guy jokes. Mm-hmm. They're like, you are definitely not a millennial.
See, I don't get that. People say, oh my God.
I said
aren't
this.
Jay, aren't you Generation Y?
I feel like I need to share this, that Kanye West followed me on Twitter.
Wow. Right.
This is a big, this is
that's
a big
a huge
moment.
Deal.
Now, by the time this drops, will he still be following
all right,
you?
In very millennial fashion, I check every day.
Right, I'm sure.
I'm like, wait, hold on. Oh, and then
it's
today, Jessica
day.
Comes in. She's like, wait, I don't think he's following you anymore.
Oh, like, when he said it, I checked and I didn't see it. So then I was like, good thing he screenshotted it.
I screenshotted it and I'm like, no, really? He's still. But here's the thing. So I was mentioning Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and talking about their entrepreneurial spirit, how they've capitalized on this money. And I said something about Kim Kardashian and being a part of our generation.
Yes.
Mm. And the hate came in like a tidal wave. You're too old to say our generation with Kim Kardashian. I'm like, that's just not nice.
Listen, young and old. Mm. Rich and poor, left and right, we've all seen that sex tape. She's part of our generation. I think that it's
right,
a birthright.
He went there.
I didn't even know he was going to go there.
It's a birthright. My children have seen it. Do you know what it is? My pets.
I think it's the, I think it's maybe the name change.
Yeah.
But I didn't think you were going to go there either.
Yeah.
So Jessica and I have now been tricked into, and you brought us into that dark place again.
You know what it is? I'm wearing my glasses, so you think I'm an intellectual.
You look smarter today with the glasses. Yeah. You really do.
You think I'm going to be like, oh, Kim Kardashian. I've written a poem about her.
This may be a stupid question. What is AX? That seems like a very expensive, fancy brand.
I don't even know.
Armani Exchange.
Oh, is that what it is?
Wow, is that what it is? Mm. Armani glasses?
Actually, I thought these were lumberjack glasses. So
they look good, though. I like the dark frames.
Yeah. From when you're chopping trees.
Did
you just get that? Did it just come in? Okay, good.
I thought it was... registered. Thank you, Jay. You got a haircut?
I did. Yeah. No, I'm when you appear before the judge, really, you got to look good.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't have anything scheduled, but you never know with me. It could
Are those
pop up
glasses for fashion or you need them to read?
I need them to operate life. If you took these off,
you'd be in trouble.
I get one of these whenever I get like my prescription filled. Like this is with, you can't see it, but they're super thick and it's with all of the slimming things that you can do. Like I am, with the asthma.
To like what? Make your face look skinnier?
No. Wait, slimming what? Slimming glasses? Is that a thing?
Oh, you guys don't
That'd
have glasses?
Great.
No, they slim the lenses. Because like the Coke bottle glasses, like you can get an option.
Oh, I see.
It's a super expensive option when you're at my level of eye problems. Yeah. So yeah, this is with all the slimming possible.
See, I thought you were about to say my level of income, because you know, the between the podcast and the comedy, you can afford Armani Exchange glasses.
Between the podcast, the comedy, the panhandling, it's going real well for me. But no, it's I am the super nerd. I'm the nerd. I've got the glasses. I've got the asthma. I've got my deep and abiding
asthma.
I just found out I had asthma.
You just find out you didn't have work. Asthma.
What was
we
it?
We did a whole episode on
did
this.
Did we?
Yes.
Was I here?
Yes.
Wait, maybe he wasn't? No, you guys recorded an episode without me, I think.
So I went to the allergist.
Was that the one with our friend Ashley Hall?
Maybe.
Could have been.
Where I got stuck at taping and literally missed the podcast.
Wait, I think the could've one been. We did without you was when I interviewed Kellyanne Conway.
I think that was the episode. That was it. Yes, that was the one.
By the way, Bill, she told me she's not coming back. It did not work out well.
I was. That's why I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have a conversation with Kellyanne, just me and her.
That was a very good move.
Yeah,
that was the way to do it. Because I didn't want to talk politics. It was more personal.
Right.
You know, we're friends, and she's great.
Oh, Bill.
But I would have gotten politics.
Bill, I would have gotten personal.
Oh, I know you would have, Jay. That's why we didn't do it. That's why we didn't do it. That episode is available.
Yes.
At what number is it?
That one is
I'm now looking at our
recent
Facebook audience right there, and I'm waving, and I'm saying, you've got to go to the website, nj1015.com, and you've got to subscribe to the podcast. That's the most important thing you can do. You don't want to miss an episode. By the time you're hearing this on December 2nd, actually, I'm going to be hosting a great show tonight at the Count Basie Theater. It is the Old Blue Eyes Orchestra, my friend Michael Martocci, with some of the cast from The Sopranos. Don't miss it. Actually, it's probably sold out by now, but I'll be tweeting about it.
Hey, go get some scalped tickets, you cheap steak. That's what I said. Go out.
Yeah,
cheap
you can do steak? That.
I said that wrong because I was saying scalped, and I was hoping
that I would love a steak.
Is that
right
a
now
thing I didn't know?
Would you love a steak?
Yes.
Oh, I'd go for a steak. I'm on a diet, Bill. For real.
You could. I was going to say, I think you've lost weight.
Steak the most.
Yes.
Do you think it's the slimming glasses, or has he actually lost weight?
Well, yeah, I thought he had slimming glasses.
That's what it is, the slimming glasses.
I paid very expensive, a lot of money for these slimming glasses.
Your glasses takes like 10 pounds
on my podcast salary.
Yeah, you do. You look good.
Thank
you. Listen, it's working. Jessica, you don't wear glasses.
Actually,
do you have them?
I have them because I kind of was told to get them. And for the first time, I think it was yesterday, I was getting headaches and like really needed them. And I had no idea that
to read.
It sucks. Right. Yeah.
I've reached the limit.
This is getting old.
I've reached the limit of my arm.
Yes.
So I am now, this is the extent I can read at this level. So if it's here, I can read it. But my arm's definitely not getting any longer. So it's time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's time.
Or get a rack and then just pull your, you know, like the old fashioned, the medieval.
Oh, a rack. It's
not Iraq.
What are you talking about? Rack. I never know where you're going to go.
Oh, well, we
clearly can, now.
I have some opinions about glasses and pornography.
I bet you do.
Well, because if I could just take a moment now that we have the big audience in front of us. There's pornography where the you know, glasses pornography, the girl wears glasses, you know, in the thing. And, you know, people like that sort of stuff.
Wait, you're saying there's a whole genre?
This is taking a turn.
Like, it's nerds. It's like
Jessica,
nerd girls.
Bring it back. Help us.
No, geek girls, stuff like that. I just want to say,
I'm never going to wear my glasses ever again.
Now
I'm just going to walk around.
Now you can't.
Not being able to read.
There's a fetish on either side. Don't worry about it.
Glasses or no glasses. Glasses or no glasses.
But midway through, almost inevitably, they take the glasses off. What did I even sign up for? It's like if you order steak in the midway through, they say, you're done with the steak. Here's some tofu. And you're like, I ordered a steak. I ordered glasses.
I knew we were going to come back to the hentai episode.
Yeah, I was
always goes back
trying
to
bridge
it, right?
A gap there. Yeah.
The hentai episode was really less about porn and more about the fact that our good friend Matt Rooney, who's a divorce attorney, like immediately knew all about hentai. And I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, you have no idea the things that I hear as a divorce attorney. What was that, our second episode?
It's our third episode, second, because we had episode zero, which was the source of my
confusion for 2 years now.
Now I'm going to say this.
Episode zero. It was the whole thing we had with the year 2000 and the whole new.
Yeah. So you know what? You have the same feeling about
we should have done one, not zero.
Episode zero, as I do with glasses porn. We're on the same page. I mean, left and right came together.
What page is that? Get me off of that page.
But, so we're episode two, the hentai episode. Probably, I think, either the third or fourth most popular episode we ever did.
The worst thing about it was, it was huge.
Mm-hmm. People loved it.
Because the emojis that we were sending back and forth on text.
The hen and
with
the tie.
Right, with the little guy with the tie and hen then tie. The hen. So hen. tie. And,
yeah, I get it.
No. You get that? Do you get that? I feel like I should send that emoji right now.
Yeah, right. Eggplant.
Stop hen. With the hen tie emojis. I see what you're doing. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Last time I told the story, someone was like, "Don't tell the story again."
Which story? The hen tie?
Yes.
No, I love that story.
They're like, "Don't say that word."
Oh yeah, because it's yeah,
it's upsetting to people. Yeah, especially now with Reddit, there's like all sorts of like memes on Reddit about it. So like making fun of the people who watch it, which is you should. If you're watching hentai right now, you should be made fun of. So I'm okay with that.
Mm. That'd be but very creepy if you're watching hentai and you're also listening to the podcast. See, I find that's a fetish. You need help.
I like Japanese girls who are half cats and Bill Spadia. It's my don't kink shame. That's what people like, Bill.
Half cats? Did you say?
Yeah.
I thought it was like
no. They like lizard people.
Sea monsters. Like squid. Is that what it was?
Just like Walt Whitman, hentai contains multitudes. There are several. That's by the way, high and low together, everybody. That's what you get on the speaking podcast.
It's an education.
Some people are into like lizard eel stuff. Some people are into like half cat people. You know, it's just and Spadia. So I like I think some people put it, they get a candle, they get themselves some red wine, maybe a nice plate of pasta, they put on Bill Spadia's podcast, and then cat people porn. I mean, that's what they're into. You can't shame them.
I want to say at this moment, wow, now I'm thinking about pasta.
Yes, but I do.
You're right?
I'm but he's only almost thinking about pasta, and now steak.
Steak and pasta. Rare, rare, or
super medium. Rare.
Super rare. See?
With steak.
It's got to be.
I was reading not. You know, you don't get as much energy from that.
From what? Rare?
Rare. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so much better.
It might taste better, but your body can extract better calories.
Really?
From well done. That's why
but it's not good.
There's a book about how the creation of fire might have been what evolved us from that last level of ape people to, hentai watchers.
Because of the energy you got.
Because we could spend more energy on our brain.
I think hentai watching is a devolving, not an evolving.
Oh, it's going to
be. I'm just saying, I think that's going the wrong way.
I'm
going
to tell you something. When they write the book called The End of the Human Race, it's going to have like three chapters. It's like Hentai 1, Hentai 2, End of the World. It's all going to be in there.
No, but rare steak.
Yes. Right?
Have you had a Pittsburgh rare?
No.
So they sear it in a hot plate on both sides. So it stays almost raw
as long as
in the middle.
It's not hot. Like it's warm in the middle, at least.
The Pittsburgh rare is not.
Pittsburgh rare.
Yeah, it's a little.
They sear it, they ball it up, and then Terry Bradshaw throws it into your mouth. it's called the Pittsburgh.
Nice. And an old school reference, Terry Bradshaw.
Can you only go to Pittsburgh to have this?
No, you can have it anywhere. I guess they figured it out there.
Okay.
But if you want Terry Bradshaw to throw it, you got to
put a nice crisp sear on the end. Right. And then I like red, but warm in the middle.
You know, I just realized something. I just got to say this. When you talk about steak, it is the same tone of voice and inflection as when I talk about pornography. It's that same level of like.
Do not ruin my food.
No, listen, steak is.
I do. I love food. Yeah. I don't think people appreciate food.
No.
I see people driving to work. Like shoving a banana down their throat, like eating a granola
that
bar
got
or something.
Really graphic, really quickly.
Well, have you seen it though? Oh, but everything devolves.
Right.
No, you're sitting on the highway and you're sitting in traffic, and people are like scarfing food. I'm like, there's no way you are enjoying that.
God,
no.
The grossest thing is now not commuting on my car, like in my personal time and my personal space. Like people walking on the sidewalk in the city and. Like they're
are
eating.
Are you taking the train to work?
They are crying because they like can't go to their car to cry alone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know.
Wait. Tell me about that. Hold on a minute.
You see people doing so many personal things when you're like commuting with all the people on the sidewalk every day because they don't go to their car for their alone time. They have to just do it right there outside of the building.
Funny. So like walking to the train?
Yes.
Do you hear people talking to themselves?
Yeah.
It's like a smoke break, but it's like a weep break. Like, hey, boss, I got to go take a weep break. I'll be right back.
I see so many people crying.
I would have never thought that.
Outside of their buildings and like on walks. And I'm like, that girl's sobbing. Yep.
About what? About work?
Well, normally you would just like, if you had a bad day at work and you need a cry over it, you would get in your car and cry alone.
Yeah, have you ever had a bad day at work and cry over it, Bill?
I have never.
I don't think I have.
Neither have I.
But I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That must be a thing.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, right now there's somebody getting a plate of pasta.
Now I'm all on this. Hold on a minute. So
red wine.
So the whole idea of the commute, the public commute,
but just like eating, the walk in the train. A granola bar on your walk. Is
so you know what I mean? It's gross.
Yes.
But you know
because they're not enjoying it. So people ask me like, why don't you like? I try not to eat here. I try not to eat at Chasing.
Right.
Because I value the meal. And I know I can go, I've got a strange body clock. Like I can go 20 hours.
Right.
Do you know JJ?
And then eat at the end.
At Mediterra.
Love JJ.
He always got so mad at everyone for eating with their cell phones because he's like, that's the special time where you like appreciate your meal. Don't sit there. Like you get to eat right now. Why would you be on your cell phone?
I agree 100%. I'm not. Yes. Enjoy the meal. Think about what you're eating.
But he probably wasn't on Facebook. So,
well, that's
he's not too. Missing out on anything.
I you know what I don't do anymore? I don't tweet. When I first got on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does this, I think. You take a picture of what you're
eating.
And I thought that's...
No one wants to see pictures of food.
But I'm really... Let me tell you something. It's a skill I have.
Taking pictures of food?
Yes. I'm not kidding. I'm really good at it. My Instagram, when I take pictures of food, it's really good.
I can't wait for your gallery show.
Spady eats. Elizabeth, she follows all these different... you know, Charlie the Butcher and the whole thing. So Charlie's really good at it too. But I end up giving tips sometimes.
Oh, really?
And I think it must annoy people.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Like, there's this guy on Instagram. What's
now,
he called?
Now, a chef having pictures of food is different from someone Instagramming their meal.
I agree. So okay. I don't do that anymore unless I'm making something that I want to share with the audience.
Do you think coroners take pictures of the corpses that they're working on?
Selfies? You think selfies?
I figure like everybody takes a picture of what they're doing.
Get in there.
This is like, your most recent, like one of your most recent pictures. You don't really use Instagram.
All right. Here's why that was funny.
Why?
Let me explain. So I took a picture of the
strange.
Whole family.
Oh, and, yeah. I remember this.
And then I zoomed in and cut everybody else out. And I'm like, Spady family Christmas.
I remember you walked in.
It was so funny to me.
Mm, you were so proud of that
White
joke.
White Castle.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
No, look at the, you got to go to the close-up foods.
Okay. And I tell you this, while you're talking about that, I just want to say I go the opposite direction when it comes to the sanctity of the meal. Mm. Sometimes I'll drive through a fast food drive-in and I'll say, hey, could you just throw it in my mouth? I don't have time to get it out of the bag. Sometimes I'll say, hey, could you chew it up and spit it into my mouth like a baby bird? I don't have time to digest this on my own.
That is just a disgusting thought.
Okay.
Hey, Wendy's operator, could you just spit that into my mouth?
What is your take on this meal, Bill's tailgate episode? Different.
Which one was that?
You have like duck hash.
Huh.
That is like, that's not tailgate food. Whatever hash. Duck hash is.
Duck hash
that,
sounds like.
Oh, that was at a Giants game.
Duck hash with a fried egg.
It was outstanding.
That's like something Tyrion would eat on Game of Thrones. It's like, I'd like duck hash with a fried egg.
Meal.
I think that was a Giants game with Pete and his wife Elena. And I think she made the duck hash. Let me tell you something about duck hash. First of all, duck is delicious. Do you like duck?
Yeah.
No. Gamey. I don't like gamey
food.
But mixed in like nachos kind of duck.
Oh, I've never had duck nachos.
I mean, it's all with like potatoes, like carbs, same thing.
I've never had duck nachos. I have pulled pork nachos. Yeah. Wait, there's a picture of the pulled pork that I made. Here was the point I was making. That back to my original point was there are Instagram accounts that have like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Right.
And when they're food accounts, I'm like, they're doing that on reputation because the quality of the pictures are just not that great.
Gotcha.
Like, I think I should look at a picture of food and be hungry.
Yeah.
So I have not taken a good picture if I'm not hungry looking at the picture. Do you agree?
Right.
If I look at it, I'm like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
You should look at it. And I mean, some of the pictures out there, like to me, one of the best pictures of food is a burger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, held in the air.
Good burger.
A burger in the air.
You know what though?
Like the White Castle one.
Yes.
But that was more, that was when I was still learning.
That was a burger selfie.
I was a young pup on Instagram during the White Castle. That is so good. White Castle is great.
Now I'm hungry.
Hey, can I ask a question about
They're not a sponsor though, so let's move on.
Your social media.
What, yes.
Like now that Kanye is following you, do you find yourself like putting, because when I used to do social media, there'd be like a celebrity would follow me and I'd go, oh, I got a celebrity following me. It's a big deal. So when I would post, I would think, ooh. Would the celebrity like that post? I better not post it because I don't want them to see it on their feed and then delete it. Like, do you like?
No.
You don't think about that?
I don't. Only because I think it's what happened was he followed me because I defended him.
Right.
He was being attacked, and I don't know how it happened that he even. I mean, you know, think of the chances of that.
Wait,
he's got 30 million followers. How that happened? There was some battle going on, and someone was really going after him. And I defended him because he had some what I thought were great statements when he met with the president. And, you know, love him or not, or agree with him or not. And so, no, I don't, because I think it is my style. I just say what's on my mind. on Twitter. I don't overthink my tweets.
Was he being attacked on Twitter or by the shadow people his schizophrenia makes him see? Which of the two was attacking him?
Yeah.
I was even going to make a serious point. I'm still going to make it. Back to food. Back to food.
Your serious point on food?
Well, I had more points, but then I'm like, I want to bring it right back to food because I like to find common ground on the podcast.
Yes.
Anyway, go follow Kanye. He's at Kanye West on
Twitter. Like that you check that he's still following you every morning.
I do. I check because I texted the screenshot to Elizabeth. I'm like, hey, look who's following me.
She was impressed.
That was a big deal in the Spady household.
I am waiting for you to do a guest track on his next album. Like you come in as like, Kanye West,
right?
F-E-A-T, period. Beast Busy, I guess that would be. What would
Beast
you go,
Busy?
What
is
would,
that
would
it?
You go by? Would you be Killer B?
Killer B.
Huh?
That, you know what? That's pretty good.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you think? Killer B.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Start trolling people as Killer B on Twitter.
You just saw the whitest moment in the history of this podcast, and that's saying something.
What was I saying about food? Oh,
and
I know.
You can tweet about food, too, as Killer B.
As Killer B.
It would be mostly honey-related
Honey-related food.
Would it be like Killer
B? Yes.
Would it be like Killer B with a B or B-E-E?
I think
it would have to be just B.
It would just be the emoji of a B.
No, I think it should be Killer
B emoji. I could do an emoji.
It should be Killer B-E-A, and it could be like a picture of a B with B. Arthur's head. That could be your...
Dark again.
Why is that dark?
It's dark.
It's a cool head. Mascot.
What are you talking about? Why is it dark?
And the rest of the Golden Girls could be your posse.
Like, I'm not a Golden Girls fan.
What? That's ridiculous. Yeah. That is the most controversial thing you've ever said.
I don't really watch it, so
Allison, who used to work with Chasing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Was a huge fan.
Yes.
Right?
Travel.
I am not at all.
I'm back again.
I don't even know the characters.
My heart is true.
No idea.
You're a pal and a confidant. And what if you threw a party.
What time of day do you have to be home watching TV?
You have to be a comedian all the time.
to be able to watch the Golden Girls.
You got to be sitting there going, I don't feel like writing right now. I'm going to sit down and watch 5 hours of the Golden Girls on Wii TV.
You don't watch HDTV instead?
No, I hate HDTV. It's all rich people.
Chip and Joanna.
That's not all rich people.
Who are they?
Doing farmhouse.
It's always like.
What, like renovating farmhouses?
Yeah, in a farmhouse style.
I
love that.
It's always hilarious. It's like, he's a teacher who makes $42,000 a year.
Yeah.
She's a part-time nurse who makes $26,000 a year. Their budget is $1.9 million.
It is upsetting.
How's that work?
What economic plan are they working? This is trickle-up economics. Something's happening here I don't get.
But they're not spending money on slimming glasses.
Yeah, you know what? My axe glasses, it takes off 20 pounds.
Literally. The slimming glasses.
The camera adds 18 pounds, so I think I'm under 2 pounds.
Do you think we should not title this and ask the audience to title this episode?
It's going to be something mean about me, so yes.
So it's
got episode 86, get rid of Jay.
Have you seen
more than 86?
One would be like 86 when it came out.
Really?
I think something like that.
I was tagged on one of your tweets. You get the meanest tweets ever.
I blocked that guy.
Okay.
And reported. How inappropriate was that tweet?
It was out of control.
Hate is crazy. And I didn't respond because it was so over the top, but it's happened only a couple times. But like they get personal.
If I could just say this, if I could tell you the difference between boy and girl, Bill blocked him and reported him. He takes a screenshot and sends it to me when they say mean stuff to me. Hey, Jay, look at this guy.
I blocked him and reported him. For Jay, I'm like, hey, Jay, look what they said.
It's a little bit of a different world we're all living in.
All right. We should probably wrap up.
All right.
Well, this one's going to be on the internet, so I'm anxious to see if we're going to get positive response or negative responses people write in. It'll be interesting to see.
It's like living in a time warp because literally right now, our future selves are sitting at home watching this.
What do we want to talk about in 2 weeks?
What do we want to talk about in 2 weeks? I don't know.
Well, I mean, can you believe that crazy thing Donald Trump did, everybody?
Probably food. I
figure that's safe.
I'm just trying to do evergreen stuff.
Food. Oh, back to the food. Thank you. Let's wrap up with that. That, you know, to me, if you're enjoying the meal, because I love food, you can block out all the other substances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said this, like if you like steak, there's a positive addiction.
Uh-huh.
You're the kind of guy that
would do you know what I mean? Like you look forward to the steak, build your day around the steak.
Speaking of food, I replaced having a glass of red wine sometimes on weeknights, bad habit, with seltzer water.
Right.
So good.
See?
Just a replacement.
You can replace things. Do you put lime or lemon in it?
Well, I did the psycho thing and then accidentally bought like unflavored water, which is gross.
I love unflavored.
No, seltzer. No?
Yeah.
Well, not seltzer though.
Unflavored water? Like just water water?
No, like unflavored seltzer is like kind of a waste. I always go buy... No, that's psycho. I go buy the flavored kind.
You got to make your own.
No, really? Those machines are expensive.
I know. We got it as a gift.
I should have put it on my wedding registry.
You should have. It was a re-gift. The soda stream,
that's
whatever.
But that's not seltzer. That's just like literal soda, isn't it?
You
like,
have
aren't
soda.
You putting syrup in it? No. It's water and
the
CO2.
Can of CO2.
That's it.
So you don't flavor it. You just make your own seltzer.
I don't flavor it. I'm with you on that.
That's great. Seltzer. Yeah.
But you could put a lemon or lime in it.
Yeah.
They sell the flavor packets.
But you can squeeze it in yourself.
That's gross. I've done that and it's not the same. Like you can make soda. But I don't like soda. But I like seltzer. But the soda stream.
Yeah.
The money savings, incredible. We should get them as a sponsor.
Yeah, let's get SodaStream on it.
If anybody out there is working for SodaStream, we'd like to talk to you.
Nice.
Where do they send the email?
Was that?
Jessica Nutt Media at gmail.com.
N-U-T-T.
Right? N-U-T-T. Yes. All right, I think we got to wrap this up. Anyway, it's been fun. Thank you for following along, and hello to future Bill, Jessica, and Jay, thank you for joining us.
Not 100%. I'll be alive in 2 weeks. So future Jessica, future Bill, future Jay, hanging in there. I'm hoping. I'm swinging for
you. We're praying for a speedy recovery. Yeah. Wow. See, now you got to be careful, though. If something happens.
That'd be awesome. That would be how I want to die, predicting it on the internet.
I'm just thinking I'm going out drinking that weekend, so I may also be dead at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Listen, no one. You can't have me be the... I've already announced that you're both on.
I'm going to have to wake up so early.
Hold on. It's a 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock.
Hold on 1 second. I need to say this before I go. If I die between now and December 2nd, bring the medium back and let her do the podcast in 2 weeks.
You know what? That's a great idea. Well, just so we are clear.
I'm getting a lot of porn imagery. Why is that?
It's like, oh, it's Jay. Yeah, here you go. All right. So thank you for following along. I don't know what we just did, but I'm pretty sure it worked. I hope.
Good job.
So we're going to do it again. Thanks. Remember, go to the website, nj1015.com, and subscribe to the Speaking Podcast. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt on Twitter. Follow Jay. Just go to his website.
jblack.tv.
Wow, you gave a real one. This could be end of days.
Yeah. No, well, that's my...
You usually don't.
Yeah, well, I want people to go to my website.
It's just like, you know, jblack@hentai.com
or something. Oh, you can find me there as well. Yeah, okay. I have a lot of opinions.
Follow me at Bill Spadia on Instagram and Twitter, and we'll see you soon. We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or csicpa.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey, and I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.